How does it affect your preaching, knowing that there is a huge diversity in where different listeners are spiritually? Well, it affects my preaching by making it extremely difficult and complicated to try to discern how to address multiple levels of understanding, multiple degrees of hunger for the Word, multiple levels of boredom in the room at any given time, multiple spiritual needs because of the pain and the sin in people's lives. If anybody says, this is why it's complicated, if any preacher says, well, I know there's diversity out there, and so I shoot my sermon at different levels. I use different language. I use different stories. I say, okay, how many? Five. I'm impressed. Five. I mean, there are 5,000 needs in a congregation of 50 people. So we have a task that is impossible. And it's a combination of who are you, preacher man? Who are you? Because you've got to be you. You try to fake this thing? You know, for me to try to do some kind of stupid country western thing on Sunday morning to help relate to the whoever would be ridiculous. Everybody would just say, go to a real church, you know. So I just have to be me, that's number one, and I have to love them. And so the me that is stays me while I'm trying to think of a word or a phrase or a story or a pace or a tone that will break into some people that I know that are out there. And then you just pray. I mean, I pray it often. God, please, I've got this little loaf, 5 loaves and 2 fish. There's 5,000 people, and I got this 5 loaves and 2 fish. I'm gonna do the best I can, and then watch the miracles happen. That's what you pray for. The miracles is God takes something you thought was designed for this little group over here, and here's this one person sitting up the balcony. You didn't even dream was there, not like them at all. And he hears this one phrase with this one tone of voice, and it goes right to his heart. And you hear about it a year later, and you thank God that you're not dependent on yourself. Preaching is, I just ordered the Beatitudes, Sermons on the Beatitudes by John Calvin, just recently translated, never been published before. And the preface by the translator said, preaching is an unrepeatable event. And I thought, so what does that mean for video and recording? And then the next sentence was, the only way to repeat it is by video and recording. And what he meant was, this preacher could never do that again. That was very helpful. He could never duplicate what he just did, ever. The video can, kind of, not entirely, but kind of. But he could never do that again because everything about it was living. Every tone, every gesture, every movement, every connection with the audience was unique. If he were to preach that second sermon again, it would be another event and another sermon. And that's the way sermons are. And so be aware of the diversity. Know where some of your people are. Try to stay tuned to the culture. Try to stay tuned to the temperature in the congregation and the questions that are coming at you. Listen to the questions people ask afterwards. Discern the needs that they pray with you about. Just 100 ways that you can stay alive and attuned with the people. And then combine that with who you are and love the people by talking in a way that will show them the most of Christ, jar them out of their sins the most.